Oh, welcome to the first edition of the Gunsmith Show of 2026. Oh. Right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Happy New Year, everybody, from the Gunsmith Show. And we've got a doozy for you. We've got the Gunsmiths back together again. Jonathan Smith, Jacob Smith, going to be doing the Gunsmiths Show, the first one, the inaugural show for 2026 this morning.
Ah, feels like a fresh start.
It does. All new.
Well,
new year.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Fill up that coffee and let's get into talking guns. How's that sound?
We're going to talk about making a list. I don't know what that means, but we're going to find out.
Making a list and checking it twice.
Checking it twice.
That's right. It's kind of a, you know, have you been naughty or nice thing, but we're talking about good decisions made and good decisions to make in the next year.
Not bad decisions?
Now, I try not to make, I do make bad decisions. Believe me, I've made bad decisions in my life.
Going to try and cut usually down on those in 2026.
Usually when I walk up to the refrigerator, I make bad decisions. That in the pantry. But
this segment brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
It is. And of course, I always say, don't go to the all-you-can-eat buffet. But this is the Gunsmith Show, and we're glad to be here on US 103. Happy New Year. And from Jake and I both.
Happy New Year.
We appreciate your listenership. Yeah. And thanks for the nice comments, man. One of our listeners sent me a note last week that said, I feel like you're the brother I never had. We both started reloading about the same time. He started reloading in 82. And it was nice. You know, it was a very nice comment. So I appreciate it very much. And it doesn't go unheard or unlistened to. I hear it. I've been so busy here over the holidays, I haven't responded. And Jake, you've been busy as crap too. I mean, you've been all over the place. So
we've been busy, but it's all right. We're here now.
Yeah, I'm glad he took time out to be with us in the Saturday morning, and here we are. So this is the Gunsmith Show. You can always go to our website, thegss.com, and listen to the show later if you want to, or the past shows. We appreciate your listenership, and like us on Facebook as well. We appreciate that. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center right on Dort Highway. 4112 South Dort, which is basically just, you know, it's just south of Bristol Road on Dort Highway in Burton. But for all your needs, since 1977, Tim and his team are there and have been taking care of people. Shocks, struts, exhaust systems, tune-ups, winter air, summer air, whatever you need, they got it. And Blinker fluid, yep.
Oh, yeah, he had the blinker fluid.
Yep. He's
the monkey crescents, all those things.
Cringes every time. Say that.
Yeah, they don't actually sell those things.
No, they don't. But they do.
They'll steer you right, boy. They really did take great care of you.
They just did brakes on your car, didn't they?
They did. They just auto-new brakes on my car.
Yep. And
I can stop in the right time now.
Stopping is important.
It is.
And I've got work scheduled for there, too, so we got lots of good things happening. Brakes and tires, whatever it is, Diamond Jim's has got it. And you can always link to them right from our website. thegss.com, but make sure you thank them for sponsoring this show. We sure appreciate it.
Do you know they were over $300 less than the other quote I got for brakes?
Wow, that's a big difference.
It's a big difference. That's a big difference.
Wow.
And well, I got to get tires from them next. It's the winter, and I still have tires that are, you know, going bald. But
no, they're not bald. I check your tires because I don't trust your judgment on tires. I go around and check them. Eh, he's still got a month or two on these.
There's still some time. It's a lot of highway miles.
It is a lot of highway miles. So Jake's working down in the Detroit area now and back and forth. And of course, half the time he's got me on Bluetooth and we're talking about guns.
Did he help you compile your list?
No.
Well, no.
He did this list on his own. So I cannot control what is about to be spewed.
He's going to make the list. You're going to be checking
that. I'm going to correct the list.
This is like grandpa giving advice today, okay? Because that's the way the show is kind of going to be. Jake will be the young voice that pops in and says, you know, Dad, if you'd have done it the first time, you wouldn't have to do it again.
Yeah.
Know? And it's very true. But I've said that to you several times, too. So it goes both ways. So now that most of deer season is behind us, I say most because deer season seems to go on and on here in Michigan.
There's still bow hunting going on for like the next month in some parts of the state.
We still have rifle till the 11th, I think. 11th or 12th.
I think so.
But check your books. Make sure you're doing everything legal. And what I want you to do is let's do an inventory of what you had in the woods with you, what you needed to have taken into the woods with you, and exactly what you didn't take into the woods so that maybe you'll have a better go-to list for the fall. So it's not harebrained, scattered, oh, my God, I got to hunt tomorrow. You know, make that checklist. Maybe put it on a clipboard and hang it in your inside your gun safe, or have it right there. Say, you know what you got to take. How many times do you get to the woods and you go, I didn't sharpen my knife?
Well, how many times did it happen this year? You get to the woods and you're like, oh, I left the other magazine in the car.
Yeah, I did. And luckily, in the day I did score, I had the one magazine, and I was
one bullet left.
One bullet left in one the magazine.
My lucky bullet. Yeah, so, and we get back to the truck, and sure enough, there were the magazines for his rifle sitting on the bumper.
Yeah, they're in the bumper of the truck. So, but that's okay. You know, and I forgot to have the belt. You know, the belt that wraps around my neck with all the ammo on it.
Yeah,
I forgot to bring that.
You know, the 4,000 rounds.
Yeah, but I was going to call in air support there for a minute because I thought I'd lost that deer. But calling the A-10s.
I was there with the four-wheeler to help.
Yeah, that was the Polaris. There you go. Yeah. So why
not,
I say
not
this.
Not the missile, but the four-wheeler.
Is for me, I didn't physically ready myself as good as I should have. Physically. You know, I have truly physically diminished my ability to hunt compared to what I used to be able to do. And I know that's nothing about the guns. That's nothing about the ammo. Those are things you can control. You can control your physical health as well. But the point is, so all the range time and the shooting prep and changing scopes and sighting them in, reloading and sighting, it was all good. But physically, I let myself down this year. And
well,
so that's something I got to work on very hard.
You need
all need to.
You need that segment like from Rocky the montage where he's getting ready for the fight.
Yeah. Got dun 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 dun.
Doing the crunches and he's hitting the back. Yeah.
There was. I need to run up a street in Philadelphia and run up and jump on top of a big set of stairs. You know.
Throw back some raw eggs.
Yeah. Drink raw eggs and eat fresh yogurt.
Well, there was an article years ago I remember reading, and I think Field and Stream or one of those magazines where they talked about preparing for elk hunts and what you do, because you're walking for days in the mountains, and you literally have your backpack on. You fill like 50, 60 pounds of canned food, and you walk up and down 100 flights of stairs.
In case you get hungry, bring
no,
food.
I mean, to simulate the weight you're carrying and the amount of steps.
Darn it, I forgot my can opener.
Right. So you think about it, and what it takes, you know, people plan for a year or two for an elk hunt or some of these crazy mountain hunts. Imagine not prepping for that. You know, one, you got to get on a horse to ride up into these mountains, which people would cramp up doing that. Yeah. But
Dan's got a question.
Can you hunt elk in Michigan?
Yes. Actually, there are two seasons of elk in Michigan. You don't need a horse. You can walk out into the woods in Atlanta and shoot one.
I don't think I want an elk.
Atlanta's
from
the
horse.
Home of
Atlanta, elk Johannesburg, that whole area up there.
And Northern Lower Peninsula.
Vanderbilt. Yeah.
Vanderbilt, yeah.
Back when I was
not
a kid,
that high.
And they just had a second season. Was it? Right before Christmas, I believe.
Yeah.
Atlanta has a whole stuffed elk.
Right downtown.
Encased in glass downtown, outside.
It's beautiful run. And
they must have a decent herd up
there.
We
used to hunt in Atlanta really hard. Jake and I did. Yeah. Oh, they're everywhere. And it's pretty neat. You walk up to a buck rub, and you see a buck rub from a deer.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a tree smaller than this.
Yeah, it's a three-inch or smaller tree usually.
Yeah, yeah.
Go up to a buck rub from an elk. It's destroyed, and you look up and go, I didn't bring, you know, I got to get a bigger boat. I got to get a bigger gun. They are huge. And you look at their hoof prints, it's like,
it's a horse.
They are massive. They are massive. But hearing an elk bugle in the Michigan woods is phenomenal. I just love it.
Well, they've successfully reintroduced them here.
Yep.
They've successfully, we saw one in Tennessee, up in the Smoky Mountains. They've introduced them there. Kentucky and Tennessee, they're there. They're trying to introduce them in, I don't know, they have in Missouri as well.
Yeah.
So and you read the old stories, and especially the, you know, elk and all that stuff. And even back in the writings of Daniel Boone, there was bison in Tennessee and Kentucky, which is crazy to think about.
Right.
Yeah.
Now there's a limited herd out west, but.
We saw elk in Arizona at the Grand Canyon. There were quite a few of them. And it's crazy to see them. You know, we're back behind the thing, and they're up right on the edge, kind of doing their thing. I mean, they're like sure-footed. It's like, what are you doing? They're not afraid at all.
That's just cool, you know. And we have a lot of possibilities for good things here in Michigan, but being physically ready to do that—that's
the biggest part.
Is, and I know I pay the price every year. If I got to track a deer for half a
tracking
mile or half
and
a day,
bringing it back. I mean,
and dragging it back. And that's why I bought a Polaris four-wheeler to haul it with. You know, when I do get one. But
which has made a big difference.
I still cramp up bad. Yeah, it helped me hunt when you were in Florida. It helped me hunt by myself. You know?
I mean, giving you one, you're utilizing new technologies.
Yeah.
Imagine the people back in the day that died of heart attacks in the woods because they pulled out deer.
Oh yeah.
And now four wheelers and three, whatever you're using.
I dragged gators, one deer, all in those things. Manistee, 3/4 mile.
Ugh.
And it was a big deer. I got it, drug it by myself. And I was going, I am so glad I'm like 35 when I did that, you know, or 30, 33, somewhere around in there. Now that I'm, you know, my 60s, it's not easy. I mean, I did the best. But even dragging that deer this time, I fell twice during it.
You ripped your bicep?
Ripped my bicep off. I messed my body up. My wife says, that's the most expensive deer you've ever gotten in your life. And it's like, yep, you're right.
All for 65 pounds of meat.
Yeah, if that, not even. So, nope, I should have went to.
You don't. I would say you don't get hurt when you go to the grocery store and get ground chuck at $3.99 a pound. But
well, but I need to be more physically ready. So that's my kind of end of this tale for today is be physically ready. One of my dear friends.
But it is good to do an end of season kind of recap while it's fresh.
Yeah.
Kind of things that you want to make sure and remember to do next year. Before
next
the,
year. And
so
making
you're doing
that list.
A little debrief on the season kind of when it's fresh.
It's just because you're not going to remember where you put everything. So put it together now as you're putting it away.
And put them in, get a tote, put it in the garage and have it labeled deer hunting.
So then you pull
deer.
It out and you go, oh, that there it is. There's my.
Like
there.
I couldn't find my rangefinder this year.
Right.
Where's the rangefinder? Where's my rangefinder? Where did it go?
Yeah.
And how many times have I had to go buy new draw cables for my crossbow.
How many of those?
Twice I've went out and bought new ones because I've lost the old ones. So
next year we're going to do it different.
I got it hanging on the back of my shop door right now, so every time I open the door, I hear the clang of the handles of those things. But the main thing is, you know, when you get out there, and then when you get into your physical things, like did I have scope covers on my lenses? Because man, the rain. This year during deer season has been terrible. The snow from one day so hot. I mean, literally so warm in bow season you didn't want to hunt. And so
we had a warm October.
Yeah, and in one day you can go from in Michigan. Where else can you hunt like this? Where you can go from having to wear long underwear and you know and a scarf in the morning to go out hunting, and by noon you're spraying mosquito spray on you. And you're sweating.
That's why I've got one of those. I know we got to go to break, but I've got one of those multi-layer coats. You unzip the different layers.
Yeah.
You can go from winter to spring. It's a handy setup.
And it can kill you by not shedding.
Yeah.
Because then you're soaking wet. And then if you go into an evening hunt, you're soaking wet and you're going to freeze, you know? So you got to be careful. So, you know, did I stay warm enough? Was I dry enough? These are all things that you can address to make next year's season more successful so that you can have a smile on your face when you talk about going deer hunting. But three different coats in one day is a Michigan deer hunt. That's what I say. So and one of my best friends told me a long time ago, and this is so true, your health is your wealth. So you might want to spend as much time trying to take care of your health as you do looking for that.
That's something you can
gun.
Do right now, too. Maybe that's one of your
resolutions.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is, you know, make your list, check it twice, and go into the woods as ready as you can, stress-free, physically fit as you can be. And
we got to take a break. We'll do that.
Things will be better.
We'll come on back with more Gunsmith Show right after this, right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.